into the word because I've never preached this word before. It just, things are happening. Anyway, here we go. Okay. So that's Richard's story. So Richard Montañez was this gangbanger, Southern California, second grade education, and then he started selling drugs. And then all of a sudden, they have an encounter with Jesus. Born again. His wife, they're just baby Christians. His wife goes to an intercessory prayer group in a church in Southern California, Rancho Cucamonga, next to Fontana. And she says, honey, this group that we joined, they've never been Christians before, you know, didn't have any faith experience, and they have some intercessor thingy group. And the women come and they pray and they have petitions. And so they're asking me to ask you, what's your prayer request? This is his prayer request. I need God to give me an idea that will get our family forevermore out of poverty. That's the guy who invented Flaming Hot Cheetos. All the Flaming Hot everything came from a guy whose wife prayed, who is a born-again Christian, who believes that God has the power to break every generational curse once and for all, shift the trajectory of your family with one idea. So Richard and I became friends. He joined my board for the NHCLC, and he gave his story in one of our board meetings, like in 2016 or 17. I heard it, and I said, Richard, I'm going to make your story into a movie. And he said, Pastor Sam, like, I love you and respect you, but there's no way that's going to happen. So I went, watch. Just watch me. Watch God through me. Watch. So we finally got it, and, you know, everybody was rejecting it, and finally we got a deal done in Hollywood. We have a major studio, and then COVID hit. And then when COVID hit, you know, everybody was in production. We 6 months hiatus, Hollywood. Then the team finally went into Albuquerque, into New Mexico, and we shot, and everything was nice. Nothing with posts, so it was just the raw footage. And all of a sudden, I get this call, Pastor Sam, your idea about his story, you know, the studio has it now, but it's not going to be in theaters and probably not going to go anywhere. And I went like, what just happened? Like, what just happened? So I looked at my wife and I said, honey, get the intercessors ready. Luke 1:37 is just that little promise. The word of God never fails. So I said, that's not what was promised. Now we need to just see. And then this year, beginning of the year, so we have no idea what was going to happen. Beginning of the year, I get the craziest call. Pastor Sam, sit down. Have a seat. Why? Just have a seat. What's going on? It's about Flaming Hot. It's about your movie. What is it? Yeah, I know already. We're not going to be anywhere. You know, blah, blah. No. Something just happened. What happened? Well, this is what happened. A certain studio that is not known for faith and family films picked up the movie. They are going to stream it on their platform, make a big deal out of it, and it will be the first movie in American history that will stream on two platforms on the same day at the same time. What studio is it? It's Disney. Disney's gonna go with your faith and family film. I don't know if y'all understand what this means. There is a film on Disney about how the power of God changed a family's life. And if he did it for Richard, can I prophesy? He's going to do it for you and your children and your children's children. Listen, there are ideas. Innovation, ingenuity is coming your way. If you believe it, somebody shout like you're about to get the idea that will change everything. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. You all could Google this, by the way. The first 3 days, it broke some streaming records, and Variety magazine named it one of the top 10 films of the year. And to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Here's the word of the Lord. These two verses, the past 24 hours, haven't ever connected this. God gave me an assignment for this conference with this fresh word. Let me give it to you. 1 Samuel 17:33. Don't be ridiculous, Saul replied. There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. 2 Samuel 5:6, years later. David then led his men to Jerusalem to fight against the Jebusites, the original inhabitants of the land, who were living there. The Jebusites taunted David, saying, "You're never gonna get in here. Even the blind and the lame could keep you out." Notice 1 Samuel 17, don't be ridiculous. There's no way you can fight the Philistines and possibly win. 2 Samuel 5:6, years later, "You're never gonna get in here. Even the blind and the lame can keep you out." I want to speak to you under the subject matter, faith to live in the fourth dimension. Anointed, this is for you, anointed to prove hell wrong. I need you to touch the neighbor you like the most and tell them, "Get ready. By the time this service is over, you will walk out with the anointing to prove hell wrong." Tell your other neighbor, "Neighbor, get ready. You're about to prove every lying devil, every demon, everything that came up against you and your family and your health and your dream and your finances and your relationships and your career and your sleep and your peace and your shalom. You are about to prove hell wrong."
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Wrong. The subtext, in Jesus' name, your declaration will be, "Watch me change the world." Number one, if you're taking any notes, and every year I advise you, good luck with that. Anointed to prove hell wrong by issuing a bold declaration. Watch me. Don't be ridiculous. There's no way you'll never get in. Just like David prior to his greatest victories, Goliath and the conquest of Jerusalem, these declarations saturate, inundate, and captivate our current reality. Every single day we confront a constant bombardment of negativity, toxic atmospheres, adversity, conflicts, delusional dynamics that include ideologies, social constructs, principalities, and powers of darkness with one objective: to convince us that it cannot be done. Every single day, you will never defeat the giants in your generation. You will never occupy the promises. You will never conquer new territories. But when you have faith to live in the fourth dimension, when you step into every chapter and season of life with the certainty of 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith and not by sight, when you live with the sacred algorithm of Romans 10:17, that faith comes from and hearing. When you stand empowered with the promise of Matthew 21:22, you can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. When you walk and talk, live, give, and forgive with that faith, not your normal Sunday morning religious, confined, complacent faith, but with the faith in Christ and the faith of Christ, with that mountain moving, devil rebuking, demon binding, atmosphere shifting, captive freeing, family saving, supernatural, overflow inducing, truth exalting, light exposing, chain breaking, door opening, my cup runneth over type of faith. Then you can stand up like David did through his actions. Then you can rise up like David did through his accomplishments. Then you can speak up like David did through his psalms and his writings. And because you and I, because you are crucified with Christ, and now it is Christ living in you, Galatians 2:20, because you abide in his word and his word abides in you, John 15:7, because you are a new creation and he is your everything, 2 Corinthians 5:17, then you have the authority, the faith, and the power to formally respond. So here, let's do it. To all the naysayers, detractors, haters, negative and contrary voices, both internal and external, that have the audacity to tell you that you will never overcome your giants. You will never occupy your Jerusalem. You will never live an abundant life. You will never see your body completely healed. You will never conquer your dream and possess the promise. You will never see your entire family saved. You will never see your debts paid off and your dream become a reality. This is your response today. By faith in Jesus, by the faith of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and exclusively for the glory of Christ, two words: watch me. Is there anybody in this audience that has the kind of faith to open up their mouth with the authority from heaven, filled with the Holy Ghost, look at everything and everyone around you and say, watch me? Touch your neighbor, tell him, watch me. Watch me conquer the mountain and possess the promise. Watch me live life abundantly. Somebody shout, watch me. Watch me. Watch me and my house serve the Lord. Watch me and my family go from glory to glory. Watch me own what I've never owned before. Watch me possess what I never possessed before. Watch me accomplish what I never accomplished before. Somebody shout, watch me. Watch me. Watch me. To everything that told you you can't do it, don't be ridiculous. It'll never happen. You will never conquer it. It's not going to happen. In the next, en el nombre de Jesús, yo declaro por fe, bajo la unción del Espíritu Santo, que en los próximos 12 meses, I'm prophesying to you, in the next 12 months, you're about to prove every devil wrong, every demon wrong, every detractor wrong, every medical report wrong. Somebody shout, watch me. Watch me. If you believe what you just declared, give God the kind of praise that lets him know you act. Somebody praise like it's done. Praise like you're ready. Shout like you're ready. Worship like you're ready. Watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me. All of creation is waiting eagerly for the day when God will reveal who his children really are. Romans 8:19. Somebody say, watch me. Watch me, watch me, watch me. Watch me and be imitators of me as I am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Watch me, watch me, watch me. You are anointed, number two, to prove hell wrong with fresh oil. It's not a coincidence that those two verses we read, those contrarian declarations made, the pushback on purpose and God-ordained destiny, they took place post facto after David had received the fresh anointing. I will show you. First, he received the anointing and then the contrarian declaration. You are anointed to prove hell wrong with fresh oil. Oh, there's fresh oil coming your way. No joke, no hype. You're about to receive an anointing that's going to change everything. There is fresh oil coming your way for you, for your family, for your children, for your dream, for your business, for your mantle, for your calling. Somebody shout fresh oil. By the time you get home, you will begin to walk, talk, live, and reap the benefits of that fresh oil in the name of Jesus. I'm going to substantiate it. Samuel took the flask of oil for Samuel 16:13. He had brought an anointed David with the oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. 2 Samuel 5:3. There at Hebron, King David made a covenant before the Lord of all the elders of Israel, and they anointed him king of Israel. He was anointed on both corresponding occasions prior to the negative, you're never going to do it declaration. Psalm 92, verse 10, I've been anointed with fresh oil, like David, but upgraded exponentially through the finished work of Christ on the cross. You and I are anointed with fresh oil to prove hell wrong. What is the anointing? Y'all know this, but just a little reminder, the anointing is heaven's authority upon your divine assignment. The anointing is God's power to fulfill his purpose. The anointing is God's presence that enables you to occupy his promises. The anointing is God's super over your natural, enabling you to experience the supernatural. The anointing is when the grace, gift, and glory of God inside of you come together, empowering you to change the world in front of you. Mark 6:13, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. James 5:14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, pray over him, anointing in the name of the Lord. From Genesis to Revelation, even today we discovered anointed people do what others will not do. Anointed people do what others cannot do. Let me get in trouble here. Anointed people do not whine, they worship. Anointed people are not permanent victims. In the name of Jesus, if there's something we got to go around the world and teach and preach, it's tell believers, stop acting like a victim, walking like a victim, talking like a victim. I don't care what happened, who did it, when it happened, how they did it. We are not victims. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Anointed people do not focus on the darkness. They turn on the light. Anointed people do not make excuses. Anointed people make history. This conference is not just filled of participants in the name of Jesus. This conference is filled of history makers that are about to change the world. Under the anointing, we shout down walls. Under the anointing, we bring down giants. Under the anointing, we pray down fire. We cast out devils and demons, lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Speak truth with love. We pursue righteousness. Under the anointing, we show our children how to pray. We advance the Lamb's agenda. Under the anointing, we do justice. We love mercy. We walk humbly before God. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I am saved.
I am saved.
I am delivered.
I am healed.
I am chosen. And I am. Do it with an attitude. I am.
I am.
Put some swag into it. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am. Anointed. Somebody praise like you're anointed and give God glory. Any anointed people in Chicago in 2023 that have the faith in the fourth dimension that are ready to make history for the glory of Jesus. Your family's anointed. Your dream is anointed. Your going in is anointed. Your coming out is anointed. Your present is anointed. Your future is anointed. You are. I I've been anointed with fresh oil. The anointing is none other. And by the way, the government obligates us to fill out so many boxes. From the DMV to any application, the different health, and just how many boxes can you possibly check? Ethnicity, a color, sex, gender, you name it. There's like, we have choices. I'm not kidding. I would love to all of us acquire kind of a sarcastic but a prophetic response. And instead of checking any of the boxes that the government would like us to check in order to separate us in perpetuity, I would flip the script and say, I self-identify as anointed. What does that mean? It means greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It means if God be for me, who can be against me? It means it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I am anointed. Out of your belly shall flow rivers, because you are anointed. And real quick, can I just show you something? George, come up here. I'm going to show you something. We're going to just pass the anointing point. I mean, vamos a hacer esto rápido, okay, George. So this is anointing oil. We bought it from a church. Ábreme esto aquí, papo. So in the Old Testament, you all know this. In the Old Testament, the anointing, and it wouldn't even be this. That's just a dab. That's not the way old school. Back in the back. Y'all don't have a flask of oil? Y'all don't have like a flask? You don't have a bottle of extra virgin olive oil somewhere? I don't want to inconvenience you, Pastor David. But man, we didn't talk about this, but I got you. I got you. I got you. So, in the Old Testament, oh snap, there it is. So thank you. So in the Old Testament, you know, that's why I love you, baby. That's why I love you. Hold on. I like that. Be careful when you ask for the anointing. Some people want a little dab. Some people say, if I'm going to get a good anointing, I'm going to be drenched with the anointing. I'm going to be captivated with the anointing. I don't want part of it. I want somebody shout like you're about to get fresh oil and it will. All right, George, open this up. Open that part up. Extra virgin. Hey, there's fresh oil coming. No joke, I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell them to get ready. I'm about to pour out fresh oil over their families, over their dreams, over their mantles and ministries. Somebody shout, fresh oil. We can only prove hell wrong under the anointing. David was anointed. Every single time he proved his critics wrong, he was anointed. You're anointed to. So. Just carpet bill. Send my. The bill to my office for the carpet. Miss. Y'all ready for fresh oil? Now I'm gonna be mindful and not exploit the generosity of George here. You're welcome.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.